Welcome. It is 5:39. We jump into the entertainment news, and Alec Baldwin is not happy about Miley Cyrus getting all the attention for being an idiot. So, apparently he attacked yet another photographer in New York yesterday.
He hates the paparazzi, because they bug him every day, every minute, every time he comes outside.
Yeah. You know, he doesn't get the hint, though. How many celebrities do we not hear anything about? You know why? Because they're real pleasant. They're nice to the paparazzi. They don't act like a jerk. They don't act like self-centered egomaniacs like Baldwin. The reason he's getting picked on is because he is, the phrase I'm using, I'm not sure I can use, but it ends with bag.
Well, I'll tell you
Wait a minute.
If you were being harassed by the paparazzi every day and every time you stepped outside, there would come a point where you would crack.
You know why he's being harassed? Because of his behavior. Because of his attitude and his behavior. That's why they're harassing him.
I see.
They know that they can pick at him, and he's going to snap, and then they've got a story.
Okay.
That they can get a photograph of him doing something, and they make money. If he would just walk by and go, "Hi, guys, how you doing?" and then move on with his life, they'd quit. They'd eventually leave him alone.
Yes and no. California's got this personal space law that I agree with, that you, if you're a photographer, you can't be so much up in somebody's face.
Right.
That they can't move, can't avoid you. And when you see that situation, when a guy's, you know, at his house taking out the trash, but there are photographers there taking pictures of him, I mean, look, I make my living through freedom of the press, but I think there should be limits of what you can and can't do in getting these pictures.
Alec Baldwin was being followed. Two photogs were following him and his wife. With their new, after the birth of their newborn daughter. The daughter was not with them, all right? But he wasn't real cool about being photographed. He grabbed one of the photographers, put him in a headlock, and pinned him against the hood of the car.
Well, no, you can't do that either.
Yep. And that's why they continue to harass him.
Maybe he should have brought those Capital One barbarians with him to take care of the paparazzi.
All right, now we've talked about...
Do they take those credit card points to get out of jail?
I believe they can. I believe you can use that, hey, I've used my Sky Miles for bail money. That's what his next commercial ought to be. All right, we talked about Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes, right? Great actor.
Greater name.
It is a great name. There's no question
Absolutely
about it.
Absolutely fantastic
Why
name.
Why don't I know who this person is?
He was
actor,
in the,
you say?
He was in the latest Star Trek movie, and he's in the new Sherlock Holmes TV series that comes out of Britain that will return to the United States, I think, in January for season 3. He's awesome.
Now, part of his awesomeness is his name.
Right.
All right? Now, this is undeniable. So we know that there are websites out there that will generate your pirate name. There are websites out there that will generate your porn star name.
You could never.
Really?
You could never.
Oh, absolutely.
You could never come up with a name like Benedict Cumberbatch if you were trying to make it up, right?
Absolutely. You are incorrect, sir. There is now a website where you can generate your Benedict Cumberbatch name. All right? Something similar. You just simply go to the website. You click generate name. And it will come up with wonderful names for you that you can use like these. Bento Box Splish and Splash. Syphilis Vegemite. Benadryl Stinky Rash. There's Bonaparte Canker Sore.
Oh, come on.
Baseball Mitt Talisman. Pallet Down Cheddar Cheese. Bandicoot Creamsicle. These are all wonderful, wonderful names. Blasphemy Chuck E. Cheese, and many, many more.
Now, this website believes that Benedict Cumberbatch made up his name. I do not believe that is true.
Oh,
I believe it is his real name.
Oh, I believe it's his real name too. But if you would like to have a name, listen. If you when it's Talk Like a Pirate Day, which we got to make sure we keep on top of, that's very big in radio. Talk Like a Pirate Day, you got to have a pirate name.
By the way, I found the porn star generator name.
Of course,
I'm about
did.
To type in Chris Conley.
All right, go ahead. What is your porn star name?
Hunk Quickie.
I'm not sure I'd want that name. Now, see, the way you're
I'd
supposed
like
to
let
do
the ladies know that neither particularly applies.
The way you're supposed to do it, all right, the way you're supposed to do this, to come up with your porn star name, is you are supposed to use the name of your very first pet and the name of the street you grew up on as a child, all right? The name of your very first pet and the street name you grew up as a kid. What would be yours? Very first pet, street name you grew up on as a kid.
Yaz Turner.
Yaz Turner, not a bad name. All right, for you? Yes. Yeah, you're dead.
Cuddles was the name of my family cat.
Nice.
So I'm in trouble already.
All right, Cuddles and the name of the street you grew up on?
But what does East 16th Street translate to?
Oh, brother.
Cuddles 16. Yeah, that could probably end you.
Yeah.
All right. And then to be fair, here's mine. Don Juan Stanhope.
Oh, come on.
I tell you, I kid you not. The
you
name
named
of our,
your pet Don Juan?
I did not. It was my siblings that named him.
Because it went around the neighborhood every night.
It was a mix between a Cocker Spaniel and a Dachshund. And his name was Don Juan because apparently he was very cuddly.
A mix between a Cocker Spaniel and a Dachshund. So yeah. It was a hairy Dachshund?
No, it was a Cocker Spaniel lowrider. It just had very short legs, you know? That was my name. His name was Don Juan. We grew up on Stanhope Drive. And so, therefore, my name is
pretty
Don
high,
Juan.
That's pretty highbrow for a porn star.
Don Juan Stanhope. Check out my mustache. All right, you know how the claims that the 2013 Video Music Awards on MTV was the top-rated show?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lie. Two other shows came in ahead of the VMAs on that night. Under the Dome, CBS's miniseries, 10.6 million viewers, was number one. Duck Dynasty, thank God, came in higher than the VMA Awards at 10.1 million viewers on A&E.
Yeah, I think the talk was that the MTV won that younger demographic.
Yeah.
And truth is, advertisers would like someone a little older.
Yeah, and so therefore it is. Now, last but not least, an update on the music of Sting. This falls under the strike while the iron is hot category. This is actually kind of hilarious. Sting was doing an interview, and they asked him about, hey, you know the song Walking on the Moon?
Mm-hmm.
You've heard that. You know, I hope my leg don't break, Walking on the Moon. Kind of a reggae, laid-back song. They asked him, he said, what was the inspiration for that? And he said, well, he wasn't thinking about the moon. He came up with the songs and the lyrics when he was literally pacing around a hotel room. He says, quote, I woke up and had that bass riff in my head, so I started walking around the room. He said, I was originally singing...
Walking in the room.
Walking around the room instead of walking on the moon. And he said, after I sobered up, things got a little better with making it be on the moon instead of walking.
So he was drunk when he wrote it.
He was, yeah. And it, if you really listen to it, you're thinking like, oh, yeah, sure. I can understand that. Don't go anywhere. We've got the Stumper, birthdays, and the Wayback Machine when we come back.
Hi, Gordon. What you been up to?
Big thanks, Fred. I'm a full-time student at bartending college.
Wow. I never had time for a formal education.
Well, I decided to make time, but it's not easy. Bartending college is a 4-week course.
Gee, how far along are you?
Well, let's see. This is Tuesday, the third week. Hey, I'm a junior, and I'm late for a daiquiri lecture. Why don't you join me?
Why not?
Bartending College.
You've already spent enough time on the other side of the bar to qualify for enrollment.
Bartending College.
We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll get a starter set of bartender's jokes like...
So I says to the guy, you can stay, but the cow's gotta go.
Bartending College.
You'll learn how to roll drunks, water the liquor, and skim the cash register. And remember, as the bartender, you drink for free.
Last call.
For integrity.